Ready. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming. We have a workshop scheduled tonight at 5 o'clock, so we're going to go ahead and open the workshop up. It's a procedural type workshop to go ahead and discuss our presentation of potential school board attorney. So at this time, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Summers.
We had, after our advertisement took place, as we had it outlined in the RFP, we had one respondent. Jackson, you step up and... Now, Aaron, do we need any directions on...
I talked to the board members before it started. What you're going to do is finish up your scoring. You've already scored the RFP for his proposal. And so you're just going to finish the scoring for his presentation, which is 25 points, I believe, because you got it in your packet. Then afterwards, when he gets done, we'll tally him, you know, to see who ranks first. There's only one, but that's what the RFP said we're going to do, so we're going to do it for auditing purposes. So.
Welcome.
Thank you all, board members. Do you want me to proceed, or... Maybe if it's okay with y'all, I'll just give a brief statement and then take any kind of questions that y'all have. I turned in the packet that was sent out with the press for proposals, so I'm sure y'all have all looked at that. No reason for me to hash that over again. It is, that's what it says. But I do have a lot of involvement with education system in the state and here particularly in Liberty County. When I graduated college, I did 1 year at Weewall Middle School, taught and coached down there, and I did 4 up here at high school and coached some as well. I am the city of Bristol attorney. There's a lot of issues, I think, personnel-wise, policy drafting, things like that I think are going to, if the board decides to hire me, that are going to overlap, that I'll be able to bring to the table and help out with some of the things that the school board is going to deal with. As personal, I think most of you probably know me and my background from here. I've got 2 parents that were career educators and other family members that have been in the education system as well. So with that, I'll take any kind of questions that y'all have.
Anybody have any?
Strengths as an attorney. Mr. Summers, what do you feel like your strengths are as an attorney? I know you're a young attorney, haven't been doing it a lot of time, but for about 5 or 6 years now?
Yep, 2012 is when I...
Okay, 7. So what do you feel like your strengths are as an attorney?
Well, I think my strongest point is part of what I got that first job I had, and it's mentioned in the resume. I was a law clerk and then a career attorney for a district court of appeal judge over in Tallahassee, and part of that job, or the whole part of that job, is 2 people go to trial. Trial judge makes a decision, and one of them appeals it to the next higher court, which is where I was at. We have to gather everything that happened in that case and all the laws that may apply to it, the facts of the particular situation, and make a recommendation to the judge that I work for on what to do. And I think that teaches you how to research. Everything we did was in writing, so it teaches you writing skills. I think those are things that attorneys use more than anything else. So I believe that the particular training I got there is probably my strong point, because I think if most attorneys, if they're being honest with you, which you can't take for granted, they don't know the answer right off the top of their head, and I would be hesitant to take an answer if somebody just took it out right off the top of their head. But knowing where to find an answer, I think it's the most valuable thing that an attorney can have, and I feel like that I have that ability. So I'd say that's my strongest suit.
In your services, I know as you're as a teacher and coach, have you had any workings of dealings with DOE as an attorney at this point?
As an attorney, no. I haven't litigated in front of them or represented anybody with them. My involvement would have been, you know, get my teacher certificate and things of that nature with DOE. So, yeah.
The one question that I have for you, Mr. Summers, is just your time, I guess we call management, as far as I know you have your own practice here, and I think you stay kind of busy with that. How would you feel about, which I know our current attorney also did in the past also, but as far as time management with us? Because I know there are times where that position here with us is not as busy, but then there are times that we could probably be burning your phone up and be asking to meet with you.
Sure.
And that the attorney actually does work with our superintendent at times, actually often, also. So how do you feel about time management as far as that? If you have months with us that are a little bit more than others, how do you feel that you'd be able to manage that with your current duties?
Well, I feel like I would I'd be able to. One thing that is, and actually I was just talking with Dr. Duggar on the way in here about being an attorney in a small place. If you have a job that pays a set amount per month, such as the school board job or the county attorney job or the city of Bristol job, it frees up a certain amount of your time because you don't have to take on as many cases to provide that expense. And so I feel like if I got the job, I would actually have more time than what I do now to just free time in general, and obviously whatever portion is necessary to devote exclusively to the school board, aside from just coming to meetings and things like that. But like what you talked about, maybe there's some kind of a personnel question came up or a policy decision or what to do in this. And I feel like that it would actually be easier if I had the job time-wise than currently, because say some of the cases that you have to take to cover your monthly expenses,
right,
or whatever, wouldn't have to do it, and that would be more time that could be devoted to the school.
Do we have any other questions, board members?
I'll ask a question that's might be a little uncomfortable, but I don't think it will be for you. You represent the board. Mr. House kind of gave us a little bit of direction on that this is the only position within the school district that the board actually hires. Otherwise, the superintendent makes recommendations, and we if they meet the qualifications, we have to hire those unless there's some kind of just cause or whatnot. In a situation where there's some disagreement between the board and the superintendent, and an obvious thing being your father, how comfortable are you being able to look at him and say, you know, and strictly on a professional level, but you can't remove the part that's your father, you were his son. Are you comfortable with if the board's position is what, in your legal opinion, is a right opinion? You feel like the board is spot on, and that's a contrast with what superintendent may be recommending or his position. How comfortable are you telling superintendent you got this, they're right on this?
I would be very comfortable doing it. It wouldn't be the first time on either a personal or professional level that that's the best I can answer that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Can I say amen to that?
You're exactly right. I would work for y'all and be answerable to y'all, and that would be first priority. So.
Understanding that you represent us,
that's right.
Number one. Yeah. And obviously, I would assume if there's not a conflict, you work in concert with the superintendent. There'll be times he'll call you and have questions.
Sure, ideally. Yeah.
Right.
Any other questions? Is it good? Okay. I think at this time, everybody's had their question time, and thank you for answering and your presentation.
I appreciate y'all's consideration. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you.
Are we clearing all the names?
Well, at this time, we would need to tally, and then we have a. Will we tally these?
We tally them to rank them, but since there's only one,
right.
So at this point you would discuss and either accept the proposal or deny the proposal, and then at the board meeting you would actually officially do it. So.
Does somebody pick these up?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take them right now as soon as you're done.
Do we need to put them back in there?
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, that would be great.
Do we need to tally them or not tally them?
So if you want to tally them, we'll just make sure the tally is correct. But like I said, that was just for ranking purposes because the RFP said to do so, and we follow it better to law.
Yeah,
I
y'all don't have to wait on those tallies since you already know what the ranking's going to be.
Do either any of y'all have any further discussion y'all want to have on this matter, or do you want me to go ahead and close? Are we in favor of closing the workshop? Okay.
At this time, we didn't have any other discussion for this workshop, so we'll go ahead and end this. Our school board meeting will start at 5:30, so that's 20 minutes from now. Workshop is adjourned. I will say while everybody's here and I have your attention, if we have any public comment for our school board meeting that begins at 5:30, if you will come up and talk with me, keep in mind we do have some policy written about that. I don't know how many people were wanting to speak tonight, but we try to limit it to 3 or 4 people on the same subject. So if y'all have more than that wanted to address the board for the same subject, if you would discuss it among yourselves as to who you would like to come up and speak, and those are limited 3 minutes apiece. So if you would come up and see me so we can go ahead and get your paperwork filled out for you to present to the public comment this evening. Okay, thank you. Do we have the forms?